Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well, and a lot to get into with you. Let's start here, right? We were talking about the Jets and Bills game earlier this hour, Doc, and Milano, who's dealing with that pec injury for Buffalo. What about the pec injuries, which we've seen here across the National Football League, and players trying to deal with that and come back off of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the most famous pec injury that we've seen was when J.J. Watt tore his pec a few years back and had to have it fixed. You know, similar to the other muscles, as you know, the pec, if you kind of grab your chest, it comes over under your armpit. It's that muscle that you feel as you roll your hand under your armpit and in the front of your shoulder, and it helps you really push, so bench press, things like that. And if you're an offensive or defensive lineman, it gives you a lot of strength, and it's very important as you are either pass blocking or trying to get to the quarterback. In somebody who has a pec strain, if it's a kind of a mild grade one strain, similar to hamstrings, things like that, it's simply a tear within the muscle. And so that's more of a pain management issue, letting it heal over a week or two. When you start to talk about bigger tears in the pec, full thickness tears, that's when we have issues with it. And that's when we see guys have surgery, like you saw with J.J. Watt, have it fixed.
And what about on the other side of the ball, Doc? Obviously, Sam Darnold is back from the shoulder injury that he sustained up against the Denver Broncos. What does that tell you? What type of injury do you think that was with Darnold? And now him coming back healthy, do you think there are going to be any lingering effects of it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's always hard to know exactly how back to regular these guys are when they come back. Based on the fact that he missed, kind of the number of weeks that, we had discussed beforehand, looked at how hard he hit the ground, he was probably in the grade 2 to grade 3 AC sprain range. And so he missed about the right number of days, and they had the bye week so they could get him an extra week off. I would be surprised if this was a lingering issue for him. I think he's taken enough time off and nursed this properly that I don't think this is going to be a problem for him the rest of the season, unless he has another big hit where he goes down on his shoulder and somebody lands on top of him, the same thing that would injure him normally.
Doc, how about Becton coming back off of that shoulder injury? We saw the Jets put him in that game against the Denver Broncos. That Thursday night game, had to come out, didn't have any power in that shoulder. What about the young tackle coming back off of that injury?
It's interesting. I'm trying to figure out exactly what he has as far as his shoulder injury, and there's not a lot of stuff out there on it. But what they've said was he doesn't have a labral tear, which is, as you guys know, what we see in our linemen lots of times. The labrum is this kind of soft tissue covering that goes around the socket part of your shoulder. If you think of the shoulder as a ball and socket. And so guys who are offensive linemen in pass block, their shoulder constantly gets pushed back because they're absorbing, kind of the pass rush from the defensive lineman. And so when you have a tear in the labrum, it can be very painful in the shoulder, and it can really cause some issues for offensive linemen. But it doesn't seem like he has that. So I don't know if he was dealing with more of an impingement issue, which is just some inflammation and pain from the rotator cuff muscle. So I'm hopeful that now that he's back and he seems to be full go, that he'll be able to do his job right. But it's unclear to me exactly what he had.
When it comes now to the Las Vegas Raiders, obviously they've got a huge game up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But one of the big question marks coming in today was their offensive line. Obviously, we know that Trent Brown tested positive for COVID. They made sure they put the rest of the offensive linemen in a bubble. As of now this morning, we just heard a report that Trent Brown is obviously out, but the rest of the four offensive linemen are up for this game. No positive tests. Are you surprised and kind of shocked about that?
It's interesting because it's, you know, the offensive linemen, as you know, they're in close quarters together all the time. So obviously Trent Brown tested positive, and then they took a precaution and had everybody else quarantined for the last few days. And so there was a question of whether or not the whole line was going to miss. You know, they've tested negative for now three straight days. And so it's hard to know whether or not the virus hasn't just taken effect in their body yet. So the tests are still negative. And if they test tomorrow or the next day, they could test positive. But, you know, with kind of the information that they have and not having any symptoms and getting their temperatures checked and all being negative for a few days, I'm hopeful that none of them actually have the virus and just simply didn't contract it, because hopefully they were doing a good job with, you know, distancing and wearing masks when they weren't on the field.
Well, Doc, that brings up, I mean, the follow-up to that would be, you know, how big of a gamble is this? We know that there's an incubation period where you could clearly be a carrier, but as you mentioned, the virus has not taken hold as of yet. You know, isn't it a gamble, the fact that four-fifths of the offensive line are going to roll back out there, even with them being testing negative, that they're going to be playing against Tampa Bay this afternoon?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think it is a little bit of a gamble. You know, the unfortunate thing is we don't know how long it takes for that virus to basically show itself positive on the test, so we're not exactly sure how long the incubation period is. So a lot of what we're doing as far as, you know, rules and regulations are just, you know, based on the best available data that we have right now. And unfortunately, it's not perfect right now. So, you know, to say 3 days is right, I don't know if 3 days is right. Maybe 5 days is right. Maybe it's only a day or two. It's just hard to know. And so I think they're doing their best guess. But yes, there's definitely some amount of inherent risk in that, since they're going to be out there and there's the potential that they could not have tested positive but still have the virus.
You know, Doc, something showed up that I don't think that I've ever seen on an injury report this weekend: appendectomy. Austin Hooper had to get his appendix taken out on Friday. I never thought that that's something that I would see show up on the injury report. You know, I would thought, how long does it take to come back from that, and what's the physical strain on your body when you get your appendix taken out?
Yeah, that's a good question. You're right. I don't really see that. I don't think I see one either. You know, the appendix, it's interesting. It's actually an organ that you don't need. It's just kind of left over from when humans years ago used to eat grass and dirt and rocks and things like that. It had to clear some stuff out. So it actually it serves no purpose. And so you don't take it out in everybody, because a lot of times it doesn't cause a problem. But sometimes it can get inflamed, and occasionally it can rupture. You guys have probably heard about people who've had appendixes that have ruptured
Yep.
before, and that's a much bigger issue, because then some stuff kind of goes throughout their belly. But when you have this kind of inflammation and you get it out relatively quickly, it's usually done through a couple of small poke holes. It's almost like an arthroscopic surgery on the shoulder or the knee, but done in the belly. And so they basically, through a couple of poke holes, take the appendix out. And so really you're just looking at letting that heal and letting his core heal up. So I would imagine he'll be out certainly this week, probably next week, but I don't think this is going to be a long-term thing for him.
You know, Doc, I'm curious about Mike Thomas. We've had a lot of conversations with him dealing with the high ankle sprain, right? Before the bye week for New Orleans. He was supposed to come back a couple weeks back, and he was out because he violated team rules, got into a fight with a teammate at practice. For Thomas, now out with a hamstring injury, any correlations between players coming off those high ankle sprains when they ramp it back up to have those lower leg injuries?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, when we talk about the high ankle sprain, it really gets up towards part of where your knee is. And when you have a hamstring strain, it can happen anywhere along the course of your hamstring. So anywhere from basically your butt down towards past your knee. And so a lot of the hamstring strains usually happen in kind of the mid-leg area, right where the muscle turns into a tendon. But it's a good question, because when you have a high ankle sprain and you're not moving properly, and he was obviously trying to push himself and come back faster because, you know, he seems like a really tough guy, and he's obviously an outstanding football player. But it is curious that if you have you have an injury on that leg, if you then wind up getting another injury, there's no good data on that to say yes or no. But my personal opinion is that yes, if you're dealing with an injury, you're not back to 100%, you're trying to push yourself, you're more likely to hurt something else. I mean, you can see it with the Bills receiver with John Brown. He's been dealing with, you know, kind of a calf injury, and now he's got a potential knee injury to go along with it. So I think that once you have a lower extremity injury, you're right. I think you're at risk for getting something else if you try to come back too soon.
And that's exactly where I was going. Obviously, we know the Green Bay Packers had a brutal loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They go to Houston this week. Aaron Jones, their starting running back, their star player, had some tightness in his calf. He practiced on Thursday, didn't practice on Friday. That's one of those issues that you think as a doctor, and not only as a doctor, but as a head coach, you're like, is it worth him to put him out in this game up against the Texans, or is it more worth to have him down the stretch? Because like you said, a calf injury can cause so many other injuries as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I would be shocked if Aaron Jones played today. And it's funny because anytime you hear an injury report or a guy talks to the media, he always says, I just felt some tightness. Tightness is always very concerning to me when I hear a player tell me they had some tightness, because guys usually won't come over and talk to me if something's not wrong. And when they feel tightness, it's usually some kind of a muscle strain, whether it's, you know, a pitcher in baseball, a running back in football. When they feel tightness, it's usually a muscle injury. And so having this calf strain, they got an MRI on him. It's supposedly a low-grade injury. I would be very surprised if they didn't just rest him for this game, take the precautionary route, not risk getting him hurt in a game that they should otherwise win. So I would be surprised if he was out there.
Doc, last one for me, and quickly here with Joe Mixon in Cincinnati. He's going to be out in their matchup against the Browns this afternoon. The only clarity you got, he injured his foot against the Indianapolis Colts last week. What about, you know, running backs dealing with, you know, as they put it, a foot injury, and Joe Mixon here moving forward?
Yeah, I guess it seemed like he actually injured it in the second quarter. At least that's what the report came out as, and then he was able to play the rest of the game on it. So I'm hopeful that this isn't something very significant for him. Maybe it's just some inflammation he's dealing with in the foot, or he may have just sprained one of the ligaments in his foot, and they're just doing this as a precautionary measure to keep him out this game. That would be my thought on it, because he was able to play the next two quarters, and to me it didn't look like he was nursing anything while he was playing, so I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to keep him out more than a week or two.
Dr. Brandon Erickson, Rothman Orthopedics. Doc, we appreciate the time this morning, and we appreciate you hopping on the show each and every week.
Yeah, good talking to you guys. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Doc.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.